From Mark, a triumphal entry, and from Jeremiah on this Palm Sunday. As we live in Holy Week on this Maundy Thursday, we heard the prophets of the Old Testament and the claims that they made seem fitting for us today. It is to the house of Israel the Lord is speaking when God said, "I will put my law into them, the Lord will write it on their hearts." A new covenant that God will give to God's people so that no one can say, "I don't know the Lord." No longer will they teach each other, and the Lord said, or say to each other, "Know the Lord, for they shall all know the Lord." All will know the Lord from the least to the greatest. Jeremiah gave us this great message when he tells us, "The Lord opens the gate of righteousness to all people." In the new covenant, the Lord is teaching and forgiving us all our sin. "The Lord will remember our sin no more," Jeremiah said. This new covenant is a promise God made to us because we are a people who continually do the wrong thing and wonder why our life is so messed up. God is not punishing us for doing the wrong thing. We are doing the wrong thing, and our punishment is the result of our actions. For example, if I speed through a red light and get struck by an oncoming vehicle, even if I don't get killed or hurt, when the police show up, I will get a ticket for running a red light. God gave me a freedom of choice to run the red light. I made the bad choice, so I pay the penalty for running a red light. God gives us the choice to live our lives as we choose. God does not force us to live a certain way. God's new covenant put in place because we make bad decisions, and God loves us too much to let us fail completely. King David found out what happens by making bad decisions, so David turns back to the Lord, longing for a good relationship with God. David asks God to open the gate of God's righteousness to him to enter through in order to give thanks to the Lord. In David's poem, Psalm 118, we hear David thanking God for opening that gate of salvation for us because David knows we cannot open the gate on our own. David says, "I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. Ask the Lord to open the gate of God's righteousness to you." Be thankful for God, who loves us so much, he is willing to forget our sins and will come down to us to show us the way through the open gate of salvation. This is Holy Week, and we may not all be in the same church building, but we are church together. We are the church, and our time of worship gives glory and honor and praise to the God of all creation. Maundy Thursday is Command Thursday. God gives us a new commandment and shows us how to live out this command in Jesus Christ. God brings us life in a time that feels empty. God sees our sadness and is sad with us. God knows what we need and comes to us in Jesus Christ to open for us the salvation of God's righteousness. It is in God we will trust as we wait. This is not exile. It is a time of waiting. Trust in the open gate of Jesus Christ to be with us, to lead us, and to love us as we find new ways to love our neighbor. Amen. Let us pray. Hosanna, King of all, you reign over all. Reign in our lives. Triumph over evil and teach us to follow in your footsteps. As Easter approaches, lead us to the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.